This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for Saturday, June 9, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. It says there, "The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." End of quote. Rodney Dangerfield, an American comedian, said, "Life is full of temporary situations, ultimately ending in a permanent solution." End of quote. Gautama Buddha said, "All life is temporary. Why to worry about anything that is only temporary?" End of quote. Lou Reed summed up like this, "It's just a temporary thing." End of quote. Why do most people have this thought of a temporary world and its shallowness and vanity? It appears we all somehow know deep inside that everything in this world and all its desires we crave after are temporary and would never satisfy us. Bible continually reminds this truth in its pages. Bible says God created all, and it was all good and perfect. But due to the entrance of sin into this world by Adam and Eve, the whole world is tainted and corrupted by sin. You can read this in Genesis chapter 1 to 3 to understand what happened to this world. Ever since, the entire creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, until the day of liberation from its decay and bondage. There is a day of freedom coming up, when the world and we will be free from its corruption. Solomon, the wisest man ever lived on the face of the earth, after enjoying lavishly all this world could offer him, finally made this statement. He said, "I have seen all the works which I have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind." End of quote. Ecclesiastes 1:14. You see, he enjoyed every pleasure and luxury this world could ever offer, but he says all are just vanity and striving after wind. Then he gave a wise counsel as a conclusion of the matter. He said, "Fear God." End of quote. And it means doing God's will, because this is the duty of all human being. Ecclesiastes 12:13. If you are a grown-up person, I'm almost sure you have already figured this out, don't you? I loved my father, and even when I go back to my neighborhood where I was born and grown, I have now an empty and weird feeling. The roads that I walked with my father and mother are still there with a different look, though, but the people I loved and cherished are no more. Many of the roads and cities also changed drastically. God reminds us again and again, this world and all things in it are temporary when compared with eternity. Eternity does not end. It is a continuous, it will continue forever and ever. We have a deep desire for eternity, don't we? It is because Bible says God has set eternity in the human heart. End of quote. Ecclesiastes 3:11. God sealed it in our hearts. That's why we have the thinking of eternity. But in contrast to eternity, the world and things we desire in this world surely pass away and will end one day. We are also temporary because we all die one day. Bible says in the book of Psalm 90:10, "Our days may come to 70 years or 80, if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away." End of quote. Our today's insight says, "The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." End of quote. In contrast to the temporary nature of this world and its desires, Bible reminds us the one who does the will of God abides forever. If Bible promises one who does the will of God lives forever, what is that will of God that I should do to live eternally? People ask this question all through the centuries. Bible answers this question without any shadow of a doubt in John 6:40. "What is the will of God that I should do to live forever?" Jesus Christ directly answered this question. He said, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." End of quote. Let us read this verse and break it into two parts. God's will that makes you and me 100% eligible for eternal and everlasting life is this: everyone who looks to the Son, that is Jesus Christ, secondly, and believes in him, Jesus Christ, shall have eternal life. Did you notice the absolute surety? It says, "shall have eternal life." This is the first and foremost will of God concerning people, concerning all the people, for the assurance of the forgiveness of their sins and eternal life. Bible says, look to Jesus Christ and believe him as our Savior and Lord. Jesus is the Savior who died for all of our sins. He is the only way to eternal life. Listen, my friend, God has dropped only one lifeboat from heaven for us to get saved, and that is Jesus Christ. Does God have other subsequent wills and plans for our life? Of course he has, but those will result in wonderful rewards here and later in heaven. But this is the foremost will of God in our life, to look at Jesus and believe in him. Therefore, let not this world and its desires lie and deceive you any more. Set your hearts on things above, where Jesus Christ is now. He is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:1-2. Got a moment for today's prayer? You can pray after me. Father in heaven, I know this world and its desires will come to an end soon, when the doors of eternity opens up. I believe if I do your will, I will live forever. I believe that looking to the Son of God and believing in him is your will. And I look to Jesus Christ, and I believe him as my Savior and Lord. Please save me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and for your rest of your life. And may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.